This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. India and Germany signed 19 key MOUs and made 8 key announcements, including a joint declaration of intent to strengthen bilateral defence industrial cooperation and the establishment of a Chief Executive Officers Forum to bolster trade and investment. The announcement was made following a high-level meeting between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. Addressing a joint press conference with Chancellor Merz after the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said, both nations signed a declaration focused on co-development and co-production in order to strengthen defence industrial cooperation. Mr. Modi said India and Germany are unanimous in their fight against terrorism, which he termed a serious threat to all of humanity.
हम एकमत है कि आतंकवाद पूरी मानवता के लिए एक गंभीर खतरा है। भारत और जर्मनी इसके विरुद्ध एकजुट होकर पूरी दृढ़ता से लड़ाई जारी रखेंगे। भारत और जर्मनी सहमत है कि ग्लोबल चैलेंजेस से निपटने के लिए ग्लोबल इंस्टीट्यूशंस में सुधार अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण है। यूएन सिक्योरिटी काउंसिल में सुधार के लिए G4 के माध्यम से हमारा संयुक्त प्रयास इसी सोच का प्रमाण है।
On global issues, Prime Minister Modi and Chancellor Merz discussed the situation in Ukraine and Gaza. Both the leaders reaffirmed their strong resolve to build secure supply chains and a stable international order. Addressing a press conference, Indian Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said German Chancellor's visit to India witnessed a significant engagement between the two countries, focusing on enhancing cooperation in sectors such as defence, trade, skill, green energy and people-to-people ties.
Chancellor Merz's visit, though short, has imparted strong momentum to the India-Germany strategic partnership across all of its key pillars. As Prime Minister Modi noted, in an uncertain global environment, both India and Germany value reliable and trusted partnerships, and we are sure that the outcomes of this visit would reinforce the depth, ambition and long-term vision of our partnership for shared prosperity and stability.
A major highlight for mobility is the announcement of visa-free transit for Indian passport holders through Germany, alongside a new framework for the recruitment of Indian healthcare professionals. Germany announced funding of €1.24 billion under the Green and Sustainable Development Partnership to support renewable energy, green hydrogen and climate-resilient urban infrastructure. The nation pays homage to great spiritual leader and philosopher Swami Vivekananda on National Youth Day today. President, Vice President and Prime Minister and other leaders pay tributes to Swami Vivekananda on the occasion. On National Youth Day, the Prime Minister will participate in the concluding session of the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi this evening. He will interact with around 3,000 youth from across the country, along with young delegates representing the international diaspora. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan encouraged young leaders to pursue large goals with commitment and discipline. The Minister was addressing the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue today in New Delhi. The Union Budget 2026-27 will be presented on the 1st of February in the Lok Sabha. The budget session of Parliament will commence on the 28th of this month and will continue till the 2nd of April. In Iran, nationwide anti-government protests have entered their 16th day. The US-based human rights activist news agency said the death toll has reached 544 and the protests have continued to grow despite an internet shutdown and phone lines being cut across the country. More than 10,600 people have reportedly been arrested. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump has said that Iran wants to negotiate, adding that a meeting with the Islamic Republic's leadership is being organized. The US President, however, said that Washington may have to act before the meeting due to the ongoing protests and violence against protesters. The IMD has issued a red alert for very dense fog conditions in Rajasthan today. IMD also issued an orange alert for dense fog over Himachal Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.